Good morning, everyone. It is Middays with Rosie here on La Voz 2.3 FM, almost approaching the 11 o'clock hour on a Taco Martes ahora. And as we mentioned, me and Pete earlier, that we had a special guest coming into the studios. We do, and he is finally here. I'm a little disappointed because he came in with no burritos, but it's perfectly fine. Maybe next time.
I had some, man, but my driver,
ate them, right?
Yeah, se los comió todos.
I believe it. But hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got Lucky Joe in studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my charge.
Go.
My charge.
Well, Lucky, good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm good. I'm blessed, man. It's awesome to be here. We had a pretty long drive up here, pero como quiera, we're here and, you know, we're excited. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited too. It's my first time, you know, we get to do the one-on-one.
Okay.
Cause last time you came in with Jesse.
Oh yeah. I was over there.
Jesse, you were over there. You're over here.
Yeah. And now it's one-on-one.
It's one-on-one. So how do you feel? Like this is it, man.
I'm good, man. You know, I have, you know, arriba de 26 years doing this. So, we're super excited about the new album and the new single that we're promoting right now. It's a classic. It's a classic old hit from Los Tigres. And all we did is...
I was right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say it again.
It's a classic from Los Tigres del Norte. Yeah, you knew it. You remembered it.
Once I heard it, I was like, I know I heard the song before. I even told Pete this morning. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We betted $500. So
oh my goodness.
Just kidding.
No, Freddie was like, Lucky, you know, since the Norteño album did so well with Palomito, you know, Mi Casa Nueva, all the releases that we did with the previous album, he said, on this new album, I want you to do more Norteño original songs, mm-hmm. but also do a couple of covers.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and did Hasta la Miel Amarga, and I did La Tumba Falsa. And these songs, you know, they're already hits, man. So we just decided to, you know, recreate them, pay homage to them, record them exactly the same way. And, you know, that's what we're doing right now. And people are loving it, man. They're loving it. I was a little hesitant with our Tejanos. Because our Tejanos are real hardcore, like a Tejano, you know. And when Palomito came out, it shot up to number one. And it was a Norteño song, you know. So, gracias a Dios, throughout the years, the people have really, you know, supported everything that I've done. And, you know, I'm really appreciative of that.
Well, we love it. We think you do a great job. And, not a lot of people can, you know, they release a cover. And sometimes it's just... not really like, you know, but yours, I mean, it's hit and miss with some artists whenever they do a cover.
I think a big factor there is because a lot of, and I'm not going to mention any names, but a lot of artists want to change it up too much, man. And when the song is a hit, it's a hit. And especially if it's a cover that's been a hit, it's, you know, just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. If it's not broke, why try to fix it? And that's what we did. You know, with all the covers that we recorded, we left them exactly the same. We didn't change no instruments. We didn't add hip hop beats. We didn't do none of that. We left it original, and the people love it. The people love it.
Yeah. Well, we love it too. So what's been new with you? I mean, besides you working on your new album and mm-hmm. releasing, what have you been up to?
Well, basically just trying to promote this new record. We're going to be going into the studio again for a new album in. You know, I've been writing a lot. We're fixing to do the video for Tumba Falsa coming out here. Probably in another 2 weeks, the video comes out. We just recently released this single. And just working, man. We're doing this radio tour también. We started today, and we're going to end.
We're the first ones, right?
Yeah.
Are we?
One of the first. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. We did, where were we at earlier? We did,
San Angelo.
San Angelo, then came over here. Pero for the next 3 days, we're going to be doing radio. And gracias a Lupe Rosales, he's the guy that helped us put all this radio tour together. You know, we were talking about how nowadays people or artists really don't get to do this as much. You know, they're all like via Zoom or, you know.
Or phone calls.
Yeah. And to me, it's very important to come over here and shake your hand and look you in the eye and say thank you. And thank you for what you're doing. Thank you to the program directors, the DJs, radio personalities, and develop that relationship. Y la gente también, people around the area, when they listen to something live or even pre-recorded, but I'm actually here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference than just being on the phone. You know, it shows you the effort maybe the same effort you're making to play me and support me. Yeah. So I appreciate that, guys. Thank you very
like
much.
I feel like it's a lot better. I feel like I can interact more mm-hmm. and just like yeah. You just put, understand
you put
you
a
more.
Face to the voice, you
Thank
know,
you.
And yeah, exactly. So yeah, basically that's it, man. Just promoting this new single and also living the new married life.
I know. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I recently got married, and that's it.
Well, congratulations on you getting yeah. married. You've been married for 7 months and 12 hours. No, I'm just kidding.
That's how
we keep up with you on social media. Pete, you know, he even told you like, you're one of my favorites. Yeah. He stalks you. Okay.
That's cool,
I'm at
man.
The bottom, you know.
I always try to keep up with what's trending and the latest, you know, gimmicks that are going on and just trying to stay connected with our fans. And recently I got married, and I was fortunate enough to marry my best friend. You know, when I met her, me and her hit it off really, really good. We dated for about a year back and forth. You know, she lived in San Antonio, I was in the Valley. We grew closer together, and she decided to move down to the Valley, you know, and we developed a really good relationship because we both have a lot in common.
Yeah.
You know, she's in the music industry, I'm in the music industry. You know, she knows what all this is about, you know, the long weekends away from home, doing radio promotion, the fans, the social media, all that. So we hit it off pretty good. And you know, I'm just living the best life right now, man. You know, ahorita I think I've reached the point in my life where I'm just putting it on cruise control
yeah.
and just coasting it, you know, with my career, with my relationship, my family, you know, I'm super happy, man. I'm super, super happy.
We're happy for you. Do Thank we you. Know this
yeah,
woman?
Yeah. Her name's Devin.
Hi, Devin.
Yeah. Devin Banda. She says hello. You know, she's been away from the music industry for a while. Recently, we just wrote some songs together. She recorded a song called Maldito that I wrote. She released it. It did pretty good.
Yeah.
Now she's on her second single. After being away for 4 years, she's on Eres de Todas, and we have plenty of music coming up after that. We've been, you know, working super, super hard on bringing something fresh and new.
Yeah.
And she's kind of, you know, excited, and she wants to let everything out, and I'm like, wait, baby, wait, we have to wait for the right time, you know, and we're excited about it because eventually we're going to do a collaboration together eventually. We're going to probably gig together eventually. All of that is coming in the future, but all in due time.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah. Like, that's got to be really exciting, especially I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you. It's all about planning, you know. I'm already planning on my tour for 2025, and I barely came up with a name for this tour about a month ago for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm already planning for 2025. And this tour that for 2024, we decided to call it Echale Ganas Tour. I don't know if you know this, but in December 2nd, my father passed away. And every time I would, you know, call him or talk to him or meet up with him, we'd have lunch or whatever, I would always say, chinga, excuse my language. I was like, chinela's dad, you know, I'm having a hard time. You know, the band, this is so tough. I'm thinking about just chilling out and, you know, doing something else. And my dad would always say, mijo, échale ganas. Échale ganas, mijo. Don't worry about what's going on. Eventually, everything, you know, God never gives you something that you cannot handle. So, échale ganas. And I remembered that. You know, I got to spend his last days on this earth with him. I got to sing to him, you know. And even at the end, on his end days, he told me, no se te olvide, mijito. Échale ganas. So I decided to call this tour Échale Ganas Tour 2024. So, you know, I paid tribute to my father, and, you know, everything about this year, I've changed since January. Started eating better. I'm not drinking. You know, I just really want to take grasp of life and soak it in, man,
yeah.
and enjoy it. You know, not let it pass me by, because I think my father's passing taught me that you know, life is way too short, man. Mm-hmm. Way too short. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. Echale ganas 2024.
Well, I love it. I think it's a great meaning behind it, and I'm excited for you. Can't wait to, you know, see where you're going to play. Do you have a show coming up here soon? Or
you know, we're still filling up the agenda for 2024. The number to call is 210-941-7469. We have shows in the Valley. We have shows in Houston, mm-hmm. San Antonio, Corpus. We were supposed to have a show in San Angelo. No más que that one got moved. But we're taking calls already to fill up the rest of the year. Luckily, at least we're working once a weekend, and that's ultimately what we want, because we live off of this, or I live off of this. This is what I do for a living. So we're super excited because we're just joined JTE Entertainment. That's Jesse Turner's new entertainment company. And they're filling up, you know, dates are coming in. People are calling in, and we're going to have a good year this year. Si Dios quiere.
Yes. Well, I can't wait. We're going to take a little break. We're going to get into one of your songs. Here's one of my favorites. I have many favorites from you, Lucky. So this one's Te Marqué.
Oh, I like that one. I wrote that one, as a matter of fact.
Well, tell us a little bit about that one.
That song, that's when Freddie said, do you have any cumbias that are kind of norteño-ish? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, but I could write one. He says, all right, go write one and we'll record it. And I was thinking, like, what happens to people that drink a lot? What do they always end up doing? They either end up calling their significant other, or being necio, or calling their friends. So I'm like, what if I write about this guy that keeps calling this girl, you know, while he's drunk, you know? And that's what the song says. It says, anoche me fui a una cantina para tomarme un caguamón. A caguamón is a big beer, like this big. It's one of those.
We call him. You said, say that again.
Caguamón.
We una call kawama. Him, and yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That's all, folks. It's one of those big, like, beers. I don't know what you call them in English. What would you call them?
What do they call them? Well, the
a 40.
Yes, the 40. Yes. Huh. I don't know anything about that, guys, but I just, you know.
Yeah, so it's a big, huge beer, and it says, anoche me fui a la cantina para tomarme un caguamón, a ver si así me curo esta herida que me dejaste en el corazón. Let me see if I can drink this big old beer to get over this hurt that you put on my heart. You know, después de unos shots de tequila, me dieron ganas hasta de llorar, y puse puras rolas de Chente, y se burlaba la gente al escucharme cantar. That means that I got so messed up that I put a lot of Vicente Fernandez songs and I sang along, and people were laughing at me and saying, oh, look at this dummy, you know. But then it says, y te marqué. I called you because I wanted to go over to your house. I wanted to see you. Yeah. I wanted you to hug me. So, yeah, it's a pretty fun song. And people ate it up, man, when it came out. The video is pretty good, too. Man.
I like it.
Yeah, so, look it up on Freddie Records TV channel on YouTube.
All right, guys, we're about to get into it. Lucky Joe con Te Marqué here on Apple 3.3 FM.
Oi, oi. Suele.
Lucky Joe in studios this morning.
Yeah.
You're back.
I'm back. We're back.
That was great. Yeah.
You remember that movie or no?
Which one?
Poltergeist. They're here. No, you don't.
No.
She's too young, right?
No.
If you know La Tumba Falsa, you got to know Poltergeist.
Yes, Poltergeist is the one with the little girl going into the TV. But the thing is with me, like, I'm not going to watch a movie more than like once. I got to be really into it. And Poltergeist was one of those movies that I just watched one time. And
I don't like scary movies.
That was pretty scary.
I don't like scary movies either. I think they take part of your soul. That's crazy.
Well,
that's
I love I scary movies, but I watched that one whenever I was little, so it did.
You know which one really scared the bejesus out of me? The Ring.
The Ring? Really?
Oh, my goodness. You didn't like that? Wasn't scary to you? Man, when that guy didn't have a face, when they turned him over in that chair and he didn't have a face.
I'm the worst.
I don't think it's on. Is his on?
Am I on? Am I on?
Hello, hello?
Can you hear me now?
No? Can you hear me, Rosie?
No, I can't.
Okay, hang on.
Hang on.
You're not meant to be.
Rosie's... Can you hear me now?
You're not meant to
no.
be here.
No?
I can hear you. A ver, go.
Hello.
There it is.
Okay.
It's because it's real gated.
Okay. All right. Rosie doesn't know what she's doing over there. So.
Anyway, he's just not meant to be in this interview.
So
I don't know.
I'm a real hard to please scary movie guy. So scary movies and me are...
Yeah?
It's hard. It's
Which
hard.
Is your favorite scary movie? Please don't you. Say Nightmare on Elm Street.
No. I don't know that I have a favorite. You know what? Jeepers Creepers is one that I really liked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the original one. The very first one. Yeah.
That was more like a thriller, right?
It was. Yeah. But it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Insidious. The movie that scared me whenever I was a child was The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah.
I could not
I
watch
think that.
Yeah.
One scared
I never
a lot
finished
of us.
It. And then the movies now that I cannot watch by myself are Insidious and also Sinister.
Oh, I've never seen either of those.
Huh.
No.
Really? Cool. Yeah.
You know which ones
No, I've seen
about,
them,
right?
Yeah.
Are they good?
They're good. They're good, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to take Devin to one where she has to jump and like grab my arm and stuff like that. Which one? Insidious?
Yeah.
Insidious is it's jumpy, yeah.
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 I'm trying to think of another one that's like really that's going to scare her. I mean,
well, she gets easily scared.
Yeah, man. I could see that.
She
yes.
is super. She's super jittery. Like, anything scares her.
Yeah. So what were we talking about? That yeah. we got into scary
I have no idea.
I don't know what happened. We got sidetracked, but
I love it.
It's okay. Well, now back to your regular programming.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
it's all
Meanwhile,
about you.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
So
no, I brought my guitar if y'all want to hear a song or you have a question, go ahead. Whatever you want.
Question.
Okay, go.
Let me see. Do I have a question?
I know we were talking off air right now, and I know we were saying, you know, that I started off my career with Alma Pulido.
Yes.
And that was a really cool experience because when I first joined the band, I had a tryout in front of her dad, in front of Roberto, and I brought my accordion. He was sitting in a picnic table. In the back of his garage, and he was like, Mijito, toca el acordeón, saca el acordeón, toca una polka, toca un chotis, toca una redoba. Like, he made me play all these different instrumentals, and then afterwards, he's like, you're hired. We start practice tomorrow. And I'm like, okay.
How old were you whenever
I was 17 years
17.
Old, man.
Okay.
And, you know, you're talking about this guy that I used to sit down every Sunday morning, and I used to listen to him on Johnny Canales. You know, I would see him. And now I'm right in front of him playing my accordion. You know, it was something that was so beautiful, man, because before my mom passed, my mom said, Mijito, you're going to be playing next to Roberto one of these days. She didn't even know. I was 10 at the time. And she asked me, Mijito, you want to be a musician? I said, yes. She says, one day you're going to be playing along Roberto Pulido. And to be in front of him playing my accordion, trying out for his daughter's band, it just hit me. I was like, wow, man, wow. You know, my mom was right there with me. So I joined her band when I was 17 years old, toured with her for about two albums, which was a matter of like maybe 2 years. And then I got out and joined Jennifer Pena, Jennifer Los Jets from Corpus Christi. And I was in her band for about a year. And then after that, I joined Frijoles Románticos. And with those dudes, man, I spent like over 10 years of my career with them. Recorded several songs, kind of like... No me asustan, no les tengo miedo. Remember that one? Y no me asustan, no les tengo miedo. Esa gente criticona no me asusta. Esa gente que le gusta mover la boca. Esa gente no tiene nada, nada más que hacer. Se la pasan. I had to make my voice like that. Criticando. No me asustan. So yeah, man. That was a good time in my life. I learned a lot from the Frijoles. I learned musicianship. There were a whole bunch of great, great, outstanding musicians. They used to be Elida's band. Noe Hernandez, Epi Martinez, Duri, Eddie on the bajo sexto. So I learned a lot. And then after that, I would have to say back in 2012, I left Frijoles and I joined Lucky Joe. I started my own career as a solo artist, and now we're here. Gracias a Dios.
What about the Tranquilo?
Oh, Tranquilo.
Tranquilo.
I recorded that one with Frijoles. Yes. I actually said, hey, guys, I have this song. I told them I wrote it. They're like, a ver. So I sang it on there like, you didn't write that. And I said, yeah, no, I didn't write it. So this is a Jose song. It says, me da igual lo que hables, no me puedes herir. No me importa, no, no. El amor dura un día o una eternidad, pero lo nuestro se marchó y no volverá. No busquemos ningún culpable, ni tampoco una solución. Nuestro amor se quedó en el aire y el viento se lo llevó. Tranquilo, tranquilo me voy. Tranquilo, tal cual como soy. Ya me voy de tu vida. Déjame que te diga que es mejor separarnos que vivir como extraños. Es mejor decir adiós. Yeah, that's Tranquilo. That was one of my favorites, man. And when I showed it to them, I actually wanted to do it cumbia, but I showed it to them ballad. That way, because they would always contradict me. And I said, let me show it to them ballad so they can say, nah, cumbia. And it worked. So I said, I want to do this ballad. He's like, no, we'll do it cumbia. I said, yes. That song actually did very well for Frijoles. We did really good. But after that, I decided, hey, it's time to make my own band. And I got a demo together. I got Lalo Reyna to help me out, Elida's husband. We formed the demo. We recorded it. And I took it. He took it to Freddie Records. And now I'm here, man, after 10 years of being with a company. Can you believe that? My career started 2013 with Amor Escondido, and it's been 10 years. I was only supposed to be signed for 1 year, 5 year option.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's been 10. So
that's another one of my favorites, Amor Escondido.
Yeah,
that's Pasitos a good de Caracol.
One. Oh, and yeah, you said you wanted
it. Yes, since you did Tranquilo for Pete, and now.
Yeah, so Pasitos was a song that I co-wrote with a friend of mine from Monterrey. His name is Eduardo Anguiano, and he's a great writer, man. Great, great writer. He's written for Jay Perez, for so many different artists. And this song, I got, you know, I was very fortunate that my grandma was still alive at that time when this song came out. So if you go and look at the video, that's my grandma. We picked her up in a limo. We took her to the adult daycare, and we just filmed everything. And it was so beautiful. She was 96 years old. And this song talks about how, you know, he wants to be with her until they're walking as slow as a snail. Pasitos de Caracol. He wants to be with her till the very end. And it goes like this.
Oye, amor, te voy a escribir la canción más bonita del mundo. Quiero que la escuches para que te acuerdes de mí cuando yo no esté aquí.
I guess I'm sorry. I get emotional.
I am
because
so
of my
sorry.
Grandma. Hold on.
Woo!
Quiero que la escuches para que después de mí cuando yo no esté aquí y escuches mi canción, ponla fuerte, por favor. Quiero decirte que desde que estás conmigo no me falta nada, porque la vida es demasiado linda y buena desde tu llegada. Porque mi sueño es estar a tu lado y despertar cada mañana hasta viejitos, como un día prometimos. Te mega amo así como tú me dices, hasta el infinito. con pasitos de caracol de ida y vuelta y ya están fermitos. Si algo bueno hice en el pasado, contigo salgo debiendo. Te amo tanto como nunca he amado. Te amo tanto como nunca he amado.
Yeah.
Pasitos de caracol.
Yeah. Oh man, that one gets me. You know, it's weird how when you play it live and everything, like the band and the bass and everything, it's super loud. You really don't get to process it. And when you play it like this, or when I play it like this acoustically, it just hits me a little bit more. You know, que en paz descanse mi abuelita, Jesucita Rodriguez. Man, may she rest in peace. Yeah.
Very beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank you so much. She's like,
I don't want to say anything. you were over here getting teary eyed, and I'm over here being like, oh my goodness, that is a very beautiful song. You know, there's certain songs that you know you listen to and they, how do I say it, they get you in your feels. You can relate to it. You can relate to the words, and that one, that is definitely one that you can really relate to. A lot of people can relate to.
And I guess because of my father's passing, you know, this past December, I think that really, you know, takes a toll. I mean, whenever I do it, or whenever I do my mom's song, you know, like Extraño Tanto, they still ask for that song so much live.
And that's another one también.
And every time I do it, you know, everything that I've gone through in my life just replays in my head, you know, when I'm singing these songs. And it's like a movie. It's like a story. Like I close my eyes and everything just, it takes me back to my living room, sitting in front of the TV watching Johnny Canales. It takes me back to my mom and her buying me my first accordion. It's just like a reel that's going through my mind while I'm singing this. And that, you know, that just gets me every time, man. But I know that a lot of the reasons why I'm able to do it is because they're there. Now they're there as my guardian angels helping me through the song. And, you know, I'm just so blessed, man. I think everything that I've lived up to now has taught me how to put it on cruise control and just coast the rest of the way, man, because life is too short, man. Life is too short, and you got to enjoy it. You got to live it up. You got to do what you want. If you haven't been on vacation in a while, if you haven't been to Cancun, if you haven't been to Hawaii, if you haven't, just do it, man. Just go. Just go. Just do it, you know, para que, so you can have that experience, man, so you could be able to live, man. And so we're blessed. That's why we're calling this tour Échale Ganas. That's what this whole tour and this whole meaning is. It's about Échale Ganas. Do what you want to do, you know, and put your heart and soul into it. And you'll live a better life. Yeah.
Very well said, Lucky.
Yeah.
I love it. So you're saying that I can go ahead and tell Pete, hey,
yeah,
I'm not coming tomorrow. I'm going to Bahamas because Lucky told me I need to.
Whatever it is you need to do to make arrangements to be able to have that experience, to live that part in your life. So you don't want to be 70 and say, hey, you know what? I never left Abilene. I never left, you know, San Antonio. I never left the Valley. I never saw, you know, man. Any chance I get, I want to go and see the world. Recently, me and Devin have been talking, me and my wife, we've been talking about going to Colorado. You know, we want to go to, you know, see the Grand Canyon. You know, we want to go see, we just want to go out and see stuff, man, because life is too short. And in the middle of all that, you know, promoting our music, promoting our shows and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah. I agree with you completely. Yeah. Since you're over here, you know, playing these songs during the acoustic sessions. I've watched some of your live videos whenever you perform, and you also do a little bit of country.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. Do you want me to do a little bit?
I sure do.
So I'm going to do one that I dedicated to my wife, and this is the one that made her be like, you know, this is one of our favorite songs. It says, a heart on the run keeps your hand on the gun, can't trust anyone.
And I was so sure what I needed was more. Try to shoot out the sun. The days when we raged, we flew off the page. Such damage was done. And I made it through, 'cause somebody knew I was meant for someone. So girl, leave your boots by the bed. We ain't leaving this room. To someone needs medical help or the magnolia bloom. It's cold in this house and I ain't going out to chop wood. So cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good. So cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good.
Yeah. That was beautiful. That was Thank a beautiful you. Cover. So you Thank did great. You. So yeah, I watch Thank your videos. It's been a while since I've seen you perform. I think the last time, Lucky, that I saw you perform was at Fanfare. And that was like a couple years ago. I think it was like a year after everything opened again after COVID. So
That
was
We love to do different genres in our set because we want to hit everybody. You know? So we do conjunto, we do norteño, we do tejano, and we do country. You know, I had a couple of private events like weddings and quinceañeras. It would never fail, Pete. They would always come up to me, and always a older lady, and she'd be like, "Oh yeah, mijo, you don't do any country," all the time. And I'd be like, "You know what? We need to incorporate more country music." So now I put a fiddle player in the band. I got a fiddle player, and I got a keyboard player. So we do a variety of things because at the end of the day, it's about getting more work. And if involving country, involving conjunto and tejano and being versatile, if that's going to get me more work, pues I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know, so we've actually been talking to the company, the label, and we might do a country song.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's pretty exciting. What's your favorite country song that's out right now or favorite country artist?
Well, that's one of them. Cover Me Up is one of them. I like Parker McCollum. I like Luke Combs, obviously. You know, I like You Got a Fast Car. I like that one. He covered that one. That one's pretty good. And plus the king, man. The king, George. You know, he's got so many hits. So I'm a big George Strait fan as well.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for doing that cover.
Oh, no, you're welcome.
Pete, you okay?
I'm good.
You know, so back to the single, I just run by it real quick. Tumba Falsa, go out and download it. It's already available for digital download, and you can get it at all your favorite digital download stores. And be on the lookout for the video because we're actually going to film the video next Tuesday in San Antonio. And no, those kids are not mine, the ones that are in the picture. Did you see it?
Yes, I did. That's the first. I was like, I know his kids are a little bit older.
Yeah,
so.
My daughter's 13 and my son is 15. And, man, they're going through it right now, man. They're going through their stages.
Teenage years.
Big time.
I have a 15-year-old, 12, and 9. And my 15—soon to be 15, uh-huh, in a couple months. And she's just like me. Like,
My son, I pick him up every now and then. You know, we share custody. I picked him up the other day. I don't know if I should be saying this, but I thought it was super hilarious. But it reminded me a lot of myself because I was like that when I was a teenager. And I look at him and he has like
that shave.
Yes.
What do they do that?
What did you do to your eyebrows? And he's like, well, I tried to shave it. And it's no, they did that. It's a trend, right? Yeah. That they're doing. They're like putting like a little thing. And I remembered, I said, Lucky, don't get after him because when you were his age, you dyed your hair blonde. Remember that?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, even now, I think about 2 years ago, I dyed my hair blonde. So I was like, nah, I can't tell him nothing.
Oh, you did. He did. He had, you had like that frost looking hair.
Hey,
I remember.
Jesse was so mean. He's like, man, you look like the octopus from Little Mermaid. You remember that?
Was it Ursula?
Yeah. I was like, Esteban. But no, yeah, my kids are going through it right now. And my daughter's really into volleyball and basketball. And, you know, my son's into track. And it's crazy, man. But they grow up so, so fast, you know. So this picture that I did with La Tumba Falsa, that song actually talks about how the girl or the mom, she abandons the family. She abandons the kids. She abandons the husband. And she just leaves them. And, you know, cheats on him. And they were so young, the kids, that they started asking, hey, where's mom? Hey, what happened to mom? So he's like, I had to invent a fake tombstone. I had to go and put your name on it. And I told them that you died because that's the way I feel, because you abandoned us, because you cheated on me. I had to tell them that you were gone. So now they take flowers to your grave. So now they kiss a picture, and I feel jealous. I feel at rage because you don't deserve for them to love you like that. So that's why the song says,
cuando te fuiste,
how does it go?
Cuando te fuiste, mis hijos preguntaron, ¿a dónde está mamá?
Where are you?
Ni modo de decirles que tú me traicionabas. Así es que una tragedia les tuve que inventar.
Like, I'm not going to tell them that you me traicionaste. So I made up a story and I told them you were dead.
Y en una tumba falsa donde grabé tu nombre, aún le llevan flores a la que los dejó.
So that song is really deep, man. And we decided to involve the kids that are my friend's kids. He's a real good friend of mine from Corpus Christi. Big shout out to Chris. And that picture just came out so powerful. You can see me kneeling down next to them, hugging them, and they're looking down at the tomb, at the headstone. And it's, you know, it's just everything fit close together. So I'm going to go ahead and use the kids also for the video. And we're shooting that next week.
Okay. Yeah. How does that work? You know, whenever you write a song and then you shoot the music video, mm-hmm. Let's just say you need people for your music video. Do you go on Craigslist and ask for help?
Craigslist. I go on farmers.com. No, usually the company, they provide actors and actresses. They have a list of people to choose from. They have 8x10s, headshots, stuff like that. Because people actually submit that to record labels, modeling agencies, and stuff like that. They want to be involved in videos. But a lot of the times, I mean, us as artists, we get to choose who can be in the video. Like, if I want my cousin or my prima or my tio, or, you know, I can't.
Do you ever
ask
get your
somebody.
Family asking, like, well, hey, when are you going to put me in your music video?
Well, yeah, they do. But, you know, it's not good to involve family. And, you know, it's better to keep it strictly professional and, you know, get actors or actresses that have experience. Because let me tell you, we've had some people, you know, try to act in the videos. Y no más no. It just does not come out natural. It doesn't look right. And it's super important to be able to project that message through video. Because, you know, once that, they're good at ka, you know, but once that camera turns on, they're like, oh, they're like a deer in headlights. And they freeze, you know, and it's very important to be able to project that message visually as well as audio. So we usually deal with a lot of professionals, you know, for the most part. But when it comes to kids, kids are so naturally talented. They're so naturally honest.
They are. That's like, you don't even have to tell them this is what you need to do. It's like they know, like, and it just, like you said, comes out naturally.
And he's actually a TikToker or an influencer, that little kid in that picture that we took.
Oh,
he's
wow,
an influencer.
Okay.
But anyways, they were really cool. They met me, shook my hand, and I'm like, okay, guys, you're going to pretend to be my children. Is that okay? And they're like, yeah. He's like, picking up leaves and being a kid. Yeah, we're okay. And boom, we took the snap. We took the picture, and it came out so, so good.
It's a very beautiful picture.
If you guys get a chance to see it, go on to your favorite digital platforms or go on to my Facebook. I have it pinned on my profile, and it's really cool, man. It's really powerful. It has a lot of meaning.
Where else can they find your music at?
You can go on to any digital download store, and you can find it there. Or if not, go on to FreddieRecordsOnline.com, and they have all the physical copies. You know, they just have to make them to order, and they'll send it right out to you.
Well, Lucky, I appreciate it very much. Thank you for coming through, and thank you for, you know, sending your music. So we love it. We appreciate it very much. And safe travels. Hasta la próxima. All right, guys, we're going to get back into the music. Here's the latest from Lucky Joke on Tumba. Tumba Falsa. I played the wrong one. That was my bad. My gosh, 11 years. Oh, Lucky Joe, Tumba Falsa here on Apple 3.3 FM.